Now some of the letters to the Evening News. The first letter, one correspondent reckons that Norwich has an image problem and needs to promote itself better. Andrew Mildenhall of Causton says, I've seen transport problems cited as one of the reasons people may not want to work in Norwich and Norfolk. A solution I have heard suggested is to increase the number of dual carriageways. My wife and I moved to Norfolk from Cheshire 6 years ago. We regularly visit family and friends in other parts of the UK, and I cannot think of a single instance when we have had difficulty getting in or out of Norfolk. The problems occur well beyond the border. When I visit my daughter in South London, the problems begin on the M25. When I visit my son in Kenilworth, they begin on the A14 or the M6. And after a pleasant holiday in Somerset last July, we had a nightmare journey home encountering the gridlocked traffic near Oxford on the A34, approaching St Neots on the 421 and near Cambridge on the A14. What have all these roads in common? They are, of course, motorways or dual carriageways, and they are well beyond the borders of Norfolk. I suggest we should keep it that way. Norfolk does have an image problem, though. Although there's a good deal of witless stereotyping, it's also commonplace to hear commentators, who should know better, describing East Anglia as either a featureless prairie or a treeless bog. I've lost count of the number of times I've heard people who have probably never visited the area talking about the fens of East Anglia as if the whole of Norfolk and Suffolk are like the Isle of Ely or South Lincolnshire. I happened to be looking at a guidebook to the UK recently, and in the section where it recommended cities to visit outside of London, it mentioned Bath, York, Liverpool, Manchester, Cambridge, Canterbury and Lincoln, but not Norwich. This struck me as quite extraordinary. Lincoln has a very fine cathedral, but it's not a patch on Norwich for shopping, entertainment, museums, etc. And frankly, I would say the same about Canterbury. Perhaps those responsible for promoting the area need to up their game.
The ridiculous amounts of money awash in the national game of football is criticised by Glyn Linder of Frettenham. He says, in the light of recent events, I cannot think of a less appropriate description than that which is currently used in relation to football, the beautiful game. This incident yet again shows what a murky sport it is. As far back as the 1960s, three Sheffield Wednesday players were found guilty of throwing a game against Ipswich, which resulted in bans and custodial sentences. The obscene amounts of money washing through the professional game inevitably leads to greed, and until this situation is reined back, it will continue to be exploited by some. The English County Cricket Championship was decided in dramatic fashion recently, with Middlesex pipping Somerset and Yorkshire in the final hour of the last day of the season. Middlesex received £374,000 for winning the title. That wouldn't even pay 2 weeks' salary of some of the top Premier League players. That says it all, really. Glyn DJ Linder, Shirley Close, Frettenham.
And finally, Susan Wright of Nelson Street is on a different tack. She takes issue with the growth of the English language. As she writes, for some time I've been puzzled as to how two words have crept into our English language. One already there, hub, which is expressed as a central part of a wheel in the Concise Oxford Dictionary, 4th edition, now a wooden building or shed. The other, that dreadful word, Brexit. Are we now allowed to make up our own words or give double meaning to some?